This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قد نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء فلنولينك قبلة ترضاها فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام وحيثما كنتم فولوا وجوهكم شطرة وإن الذين أوتوا الكتاب ليعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وما الله بغافل عما يعملون صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله I'm sure and I see الحمد لله there are some brothers here that were on Hajj this year And I'm sure there are some brothers who may be on Hajj last year or any time before that. And there will be, inshallah, there are brothers here that will be on Hajj sometime in the future, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. And we always want to try and harvest the lessons of Hajj. Because Hajj is not a journey that we take only in the physical realm. Hajj is not just a journey that lasts for 5 or 6 days, and in some of our minds, for the duration of our stay in Makkah or Medina, 5 or 6 weeks. But indeed, Hajj, which means in Arabic, Al-Qasd. Hajj means Al-Qasd, which is the goal. Because Hajj is ultimately a journey to Allah in this life in preparation for our journey to Allah in the hereafter. Full stop, end of story. It's a pre-run for death. That's why we take a ghusl and we put on a kafan. The only difference is when we die, somebody else does it for us. When we go on Hajj, we do it ourselves. We take a ghusl, we put on a kafan, and then we stand وقوف وقف يقف وقوفا on the plain of Arafah. Like we are to stand on the mahshar في ساحة القضاء in the grandest courtroom أمام الحاكم الأعلى in front of the highest judge on the day of يوم القيامة. And that's why when you look at Surah Al-Hajj, the first verse of Surah Al-Hajj is about what? It's about يوم القيامة. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. O mankind, be mindful of your Lord. Be careful for your Lord. Why? Because taqwa min al-wiqaya. Taqwa comes from the word shield, wiqaya. Because a person that has taqwa is a person that shields themselves from Allah's displeasure. Before they do anything or say anything or go anywhere or even think anything, they ask themselves the question, is Allah going to be pleased? If the answer is yes, bismillah. If the answer is no, Astaghfirullah, may Allah forgive me for even thinking about it in the first place. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, taqoo rabbakum. Be mindful of your Lord. Shield yourselves from your Lord's displeasure. Indeed, the shaking of the hour is most severe. First verse of Surah Al-Hajj. Doesn't speak about Tawaf, or Sa'i, or Arafah, or Muzdalifah, or Mina. Speaks about Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Why? Because that's what Hajj is all about. Getting ready to meet Allah. A pre-run for the minor and the major Qiyamah. Minor Qiyamah being death, and major Qiyamah being resurrection. As the beloved Prophet ﷺ says, إِذَا مَاتِ ابْنُ آدَمْ فَقَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. If mankind passes away, then his judgment is established. When he dies, that's the minor judgment. And when he stands up on the mahshab for the resurrection, that will be the major qiyamah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Then we go further down in Surah Al-Hajj, round about the middle of Surah Al-Hajj, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about a very interesting concept. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَا يَعْبُدُ اللَّهُ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. And they are of mankind that worship Allah on the edge. They are of mankind that worship Allah on the edge. And we know the famous hadith, إِنَّ الْحَلَالَ بَيِّنُ وَإِنَّ الْحَرَامَ بَيِّنُ. That which is lawful is clear, and that which is unlawful is clear. وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورُ مُشْتَبِهَاتٍ. And between those two, they are doubtful areas. لَا يَعْلَمُهُنَّ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Not many people know of these doubtful areas. فَمَنِ اتَّقَ الشُّبَهَاتِ فَقَدْ اِسْتَبْرَأَ مِنْ دِينِهِ وَعِرْدِهِ. Whoever stays away from doubtful areas has saved their religion and their honor. وَمَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الشُّبَهَاتِ وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ. But whoever falls into doubtful areas has fallen into haram, into that which is prohibited. كَالرَّاعِ يَرْأَى حَوْلَ الْحِمَى. Like a man that takes his sheep to graze at the border of another man's land. Almost allowing يُشِكُ أَيَرْتَعَ فِي. Almost allowing those sheep to go over the border into that man's land. أَلَّا وَإِنَّ لِكُلِّ مَلِكٍ حِمَى. Indeed, for every king there are borders or boundaries. أَلَّا وَإِنَّ حِمَى اللَّهِ مَحَارِمُ. Indeed, the boundaries of Allah are his prohibitions. So right, we go on Hajj. Pre-run for death. Pre-run for resurrection. But now we have to come back. And if we have been living on the edge of Allah's borders, we now need to move well within those borders. تِلَّكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. These are the boundaries that Allah has set. Don't come near to them. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. These are the boundaries that Allah has said. Do not transgress them. So now we need to move away from the edge. We need to change our lives. We need to be more careful and mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to be more conscious of Him in our daily lives. And then we find the last verse of Surah Al-Hajj is a command. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. And the word jihad here, and we know jihad has a military connotation, it has a spiritual connotation, it has a physical connotation. But here it's used generally. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. Meaning to make effort. And you can ask anybody that's been on Hajj. You know, once you have come from Muzdalifah, and you have pelted Jamarat al-Aqaba, and then you have walked to the Kaaba to make Tawaf al-Ifadah, and then you must make the Sa'i. And after the first or second shot of the Sa'i between Safa and Marwa, the knees start to feel like jelly. But you have to continue. You have to keep making effort. And this is so symbolic of when we come back from Hajj. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. Which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expresses emphatically in the last verse of Surah Al-Hajj. Go look it up. And make effort. This is perpetually into the future. Until Allah removes you from this world. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. Make a true effort. Meaning a sincere effort. In order to keep up that preparation for our meeting with Allah. In order to keep well and clear of the boundaries and the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huwajatabakum. He has chosen you. Allah has chosen us. Allah is the one that has guided us. That is why the people of Jannah, when they enter Jannah, may Allah make us of them. Ameen. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. And they will say, what will they say? All praise and thanks is due solely to Allah who has guided us to this. And we would not have been guided if Allah didn't guide us. So it's Allah that has chosen us for Iman, for Islam. And we realize that when we go on Hajj, when we see the rest of the Ummah, and we feel the connection. يَأْتُوكَ الرِّجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍ عَمِيقٍ لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. They will come on foot and on every means of transport. They will come from every distant ravine and valley that they might testify and bear witness to the favor of Allah on them. That Allah has chosen us for deen. Allah has chosen us to be Muslimin. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam wa kafa biha min ni'ma. All praise and thanks due solely to Allah for the favor of Islam, and enough favor it is for us. Millata abikum Ibrahim. The religion of your father Abraham. Wama ja'al alaykum fi ddini min haraj. Millata abikum Ibrahim. Look at that, subhanallah. Wajahidu fi Allah haqqa jihadi. Huwa jatabakum. Wama ja'al alaykum fi ddini min haraj. There are no excuses. There's no excuses for living the correct way. There's no excuses for not living within the boundaries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set for us. He says it here. And make effort in the way of Allah, a true effort. He has chosen you. He has blessed you with his deen. And he hasn't made any part of this religion not difficult. The word difficult is not used here. He says, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. He hasn't made any part of this religion uncomfortable for you. There's nothing in this deen that we should find discomfort in. In terms of the things that we are told to do, and in terms of the things that we are told to stay away from. Why? Because if we truly believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he has knowledge of all things, and that he knows what's better for us, then we'll all swallow that bitter pill happily. What is the bitter pill? As I've called it, the bitter pill. What is the bitter pill? وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. It might be that you dislike something, but it's good for you. And it might be that you love something, but it's bad for you. What's the bottom line? And Allah knows and you don't know. That's the bitter pill. And so alhamdulillah, every time a person goes on Hajj, doesn't matter who you are, even if you've been on Hajj 50 times or 5 times or only once, subhanallah, each Hajj is unique and has unique lessons. And most people will only go on Hajj once. In fact, if you look in terms of the numbers of the Muslims, we are about 2 billion Muslims. This year in Makkah, we were only about 2 million. I got the figures for first 1.9, and then I got other figures that were 2.3. Allahu A'lam. Allahu A'lam. But I mean, that is like one in a thousand. One in a thousand. We are over 2 billion. And people have been saying we are 1.6 billion for the last 20 years. We must be at least 2 billion. So there's many that will never even go for Hajj. There were some that will only go once. And there were some that will go every year, depending on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes for them. But every Hajj is unique. And there's something that I observed on this particular Hajj, a new lesson for me. And this is why I have chosen this verse from Surah Al-Baqarah. Go look it up at home and think about it. Verse 144 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجَهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنَوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّي وَجَهَكَ شَطَرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we see the turning of your face to the heavens. And so indeed, we shall grant to you a qibla, a direction of prayer that is pleasing to you. We know that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam initially had to pray towards Bayt al-Maqdis, towards Jerusalem, towards Masjid al-Aqsa. And then after the Hijrah, some riwayat 16 months after the Hijrah, in some riwayat 17 months after the Hijrah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse. And according to the fuqaha, this is the first abrogation that takes place in the Quran. The first abrogation. In other words, the Qibla is now being abrogated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making the Kaaba, the new Qibla, Al-Qiblatun Nasikha, and Masjid Al-Aqsa, Al-Qiblatun Al-Mansukha. Al-Qiblatu Al-Mansukha. It is the abrogated. Jerusalem, Masjid Al-Aqsa becomes the abrogated Qibla, direction of prayer, and the Kaaba becomes the abrogating, the new direction of prayer. The first Nasikh to take place in the Holy Quran. 16 or 17 months after the Hijrah. Now, for those of you who have been to Madinat al-Munawwara, you would have probably have visited Masjidul Qiblatain. But that is not where our beloved Prophet ﷺ performed the first salah facing the Kaaba. In fact, he performed it in Masjid Nabawi. Some riwayat say it was Salatul Dhuhr. Some riwayat say it was Salatul Al-Asr. The strongest opinion is that it was Salatul Asr. But there was a man that traveled after performing Salatul Asr with our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba in Masjid al-Nabawi with a new Qibla, complete Salah, that he then journeyed to Masjid Qiba. To Masjid Qiba. And some riwayat say that he got there only at Fajr. And they were in ruku'. They were bowing. They were in ruku'. And he shouted through the door of the masjid, I bear witness that Allah has revealed the changing of the Qibla towards the Kaaba. And so the Imam and the Jama'ah turned around whilst in ruku', and that's why it's called Masjid al-Qiblatain. That's why it's called Masjid al-Qiblatain. He was on his way to Qiba, Afwan. He was on his way to Qiba. And he passed by this masjid, Masjid al-Qiblatain, and that is why it is called the Masjid of the Two Qiblas, because they were praying towards Bayt al-Maqdis, towards Masjid al-Aqsa, and during the Salah, when the man put his head through the door and bore witness to the changing of the Qibla, they turned around in the Salah. Now, the thing that I was really pondering over this year is how, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it, he says, فَلَوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا, we'll grant you a Qibla that is pleasing to you. Because the beloved Prophet ﷺ was praying towards Jerusalem, but he was looking to the Sama, hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would grant him the Qibla of Al-Ka'bah Al-Musharrafah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will grant you indeed that Qibla which is pleasing to you. فَوَلِّ وَجَّهَكَ شَطَرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, so turn your face to the Masjid al-Haram in Makkah al-Mukarramah. وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطَرَ. And wherever you might be, wherever you might be, then turn your faces towards it. In prayer, in the technical meaning of prayer. What is the technical meaning of prayer, or the technical definition of salah? عِبَارَةٌ عَنْ حَرَكَاتٍ وَسَكَنَاتٍ تَبْتَدِئُ بِالتَّكْبِيرَةِ وَتَخْتَتِمُ بِالتَّسْلِيمِ. It's an expression of movements and stillnesses that begin with Allahu Akbar and end with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So that's salah. Because the word salah also means dua. Wasalli alayhim ay ud'u lahum. In the Quran, wasalli alayhim doesn't mean pray on them, it means pray for them. So salah also means, linguistically, it means dua. But technically, I've just given you the definition. That expression of movements and stillnesses, beginning with Allahu Akbar, takbiratul ihram, and ending with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. بشرائط مخصوصة, with specific conditions. So wherever we might be in the world, and we want to make this technical salah, this expression of movements and stillnesses, 2 rak'ah for Fajr, 4 rak'ah for Dhuhr, 4 rak'ah for Asr, 3 rak'ah for Maghrib, and 4 rak'ah for Isha, or any Sunnah salah for that matter, then we should face Al-Ka'bah Al-Musharrafa in Makkah Al-Mukarramah. Only difference is a Sunnah Salah, you do not have to face the Kaaba. For example, you could make Sunnah Salah whilst in a car, in a train, in a plane that is flying in a completely different direction to the Qibla. You can make a Sunnah Salah. To face the Qibla, to face the Kaaba, is not a rukun for the Sunnah Salah. For the Fard Salah, yes. One needs to face the Kaaba. Al-Imam al-Shafi is very strict that you must face the exact direction of the Kaaba. Whereas the other schools of thought, especially Abu Hanifa, between the East and the West. So the thing that I was pondering on sitting in the Haram looking at the Kaaba, that subhanAllah, wherever you are in the world, this is the place that you are facing. The unification of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in worshipping, and that's why the Kaaba is the symbol of Tawheed. Symbol of Tawheed. We don't say Baytullah because Allah lives in the house. La yahwihi makan wa la yu'athiru fihi zaman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not affected by space or by time. No, confined by space or by time. Because He's the creator of all space and all time. Laysa kamithlihi shay wa huwa as-sami'ul basir. Nothing can be likened unto Him. And He is all hearing and all seeing. But we face that أول بيت, إن أول بيت ودع للناس, indeed the first house placed on earth for mankind to worship Allah. للذي ببكة is in Bakka. In fact, Bakka is the place in which the Kaaba is built. Cannot be built anywhere else. That's why when it was destroyed in the flood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ, and call to mind when we showed Abraham the place of the house, that is Bakka. And Bakka is where? In the middle of Makkah. And so it doesn't matter wherever you are in the world, we face this Qibla, this direction of prayer. We face the Kaaba. But now I ask you, when you get to Makkah, and if maybe you are given the honor and allowed to go inside the Kaaba, where do you pray? What direction do you face? So wherever you are in the world, wherever you are in the world, South Pole, North Pole, I mean, you can, if you're on the South and North Pole, you have a choice of, you know, which way you're going to go to the Kaaba. In fact, when I was in Hadramaut many years ago, there was a debate amongst the scholars as to if you are in Canada, do you go that way over the globe or this way over the globe facing the Kaaba? Anyway, we must face the Kaaba. Anywhere you are in the world, you must face the Kaaba. But when you are inside the Kaaba, you face everywhere else. Have you ever thought about that? Wherever you are in the world, you face the Kaaba. But if they open the door of the Kaaba for you and allow you to go inside the Kaaba, to pray 2 rak'ah, for example, Salat al-Nafila, which direction are you going to face? You can face anywhere you like. And this is so important that when we journey on this journey of Hajj, that we don't have this fallacy that I'm only going to be holy in the holy places. I'm only going to be mindful and conscious of Allah. Why? Because I'm by the Kaaba. As if Allah can only see me by the Kaaba. As if Allah is only more aware of what I'm doing by the Kaaba. And that when I journey back home again, then it's business as usual. You see, why is it called Al-Haram? You'll hear people translating the word Haram as sanctuary. Why is it a sanctuary? Why is it sacred? Because it's forbidden. It's forbidden. It's a forbidden city. That's the right word to use. It's a forbidden city. We are forbidden. If you go, you can look it up. See all the things that one is forbidden from doing if you are in the haram of Makkah. Or even in the haram of Medina for that matter. It's a haram. Al-haramayn al-sharifayn. The two forbidden cities. Al-ashur al-hurum. Why are they called? Do we just call them the sacred months? No, they are the forbidden months. We are forbidden from doing certain things in those months. In fact, even in Jahiliyyah, they were not allowed to fight in those months. And then even the time when our beloved Prophet Muhammad came, they were not allowed to fight in those months. And then what happened afterwards, according to the Jumhur, according to the majority of scholars, is that was abrogated. But still they are forbidden months. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ Allah says, when He speaks about Al-Ashur al-Hurum in the Quran, He says at the end, do not oppress yourselves therein. And that's why when one goes on Hajj, one is doing it in the sacred months, in the most sacred of places, sacred months, forbidden months, in the forbidden city. So we are more careful, we are more mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what this is supposed to do to us is supposed to rejuvenate that consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Refresh it. Because remember, we haven't been commanded to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except for one reason. Except for one reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it very clearly in the Quran. Ya ayyuha an-nas u'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and those who came before you in order that you might be conscious and mindful of your Creator. So every time we make salah, we enter into a state of ihram. That's a forbidden state. While you're making salah, you are forbidden from eating, drinking, talking, other than the adhkar of the salah, but you cannot have a conversation. If you're near, if you say something with the near of khitab, with the near of addressing somebody else in your midst, then your salah is null and void. So you're in a state of ihram. That's why the first takbira is called takbiratul ihram. When you say Allahu Akbar, you are now in a forbidden state. Forbidden from doing certain things. Until you say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Then you're out of ihram again. Likewise, in the month of Ramadan, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Fasting has been prescribed for you, just like it was prescribed on those who came before you, in order that you might be conscious and mindful of Allah. In the hadith, فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ So if any of you are fasting on a particular day, فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَسْخَبْ Then let them not engage in any obscenity or vulgarity or any confrontation or argumentation. وَإِنْ سَابَهُ أَحَدٌ أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي امْرُؤٌ صَائِمٌ And if anybody insults the fasting person or wants to fight with a fasting person, then let them say, I am fasting. So fasting also is a forbidden state that we are in. We are forbidden from eating, drinking, having intimate relations with one's spouse. We're in a forbidden state. It means salah, a forbidden state. In siyam, a forbidden state. Hajj, which is a culmination of all the ibadat. Hajj is a culmination of salah and siyam. We have the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which the first 9, except for Arafah, the Hujjaj do not fast when they are on Arafah, but the first 8 days for the Hujjaj, very great for them to fast. Praying in the haram, getting 100,000 salah for every salah. MashaAllah, fasting inshallah also to be multiplied by Allah. Sadaqah to be multiplied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we go and stand on Arafah. Wal Hajj Arafah. And this is all about, in this state of ihram, when we go into ihram, Allahumma inni nawaitu al-hajj wa ahramtu bihi lillahi ta'ala. Again, going into a forbidden state. Cannot cut my hair, trim my nails. So many things we cannot do. So in that forbidden state, we become more conscious and mindful of Allah. But now we have to go home. Allah doesn't just see us by the Kaaba. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. To Allah belongs the East and the West. So wherever you turn, you will find the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever you turn. The technical salah, yes, we have to face the Kaaba. But according to Ibn Abbas, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Where was this revealed? This was revealed when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your Lord has said, pray to me, make dua to me, request of me, and I will answer your requests. So they wanted to know, where do we pray to Allah? In which direction do we make dua to Allah? And so this verse was revealed. That's one of the riwayat with regards to the tafsir of this verse. There are other riwayat as well. But one riwayat with regards to the tafsir of this verse, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed, when they wanted to know, where do we make dua? In which direction do we make dua? وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. To Allah belongs the East and the West. So whether we are living by the Kaaba, or we're living in the furthest tip of the African continent, or we're living on the north or the south pole, or living in Timbuktu, or New York, or Sydney, or Perth, or wherever the case might be, we have to be conscious and mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think this is the most important lesson for the Hujjaj. Is that when we return from this journey, in actual fact, that's a contradiction in terms. Because Arafah is the first day of the rest of our lives. And the beautiful part is that if we do slip up, if we do make a mistake, if we do make an error, sin, disobey Allah, does it mean all is lost? And we have to go back and stand on Arafah again? Apply to Sawuk in the hope that they might accredit us? Why? Because we felt that we spoilt our Hajj. After leaving Arafah, كَيَوْمِ وَلَدَتْنَا أُمَّهَاتُنَا. That is a big worry for the Hujjaj. من حَجَّ وَلَمْ يَرْفُثْ وَلَمْ يَفْسُقْ خَرَجَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ كَيَوْمِ وَلَدَتْتُ أُمُّهُ. The person who performs Hajj without any obscenity or vulgarity, without any transgression or corruption, they will exit from their sins like the day when their mothers gave birth to them. So leave Arafah with a clean slate. Allahu Akbar. Like a newborn baby. So now what happens when you make a mistake? كُلُّ بْنِ آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرِ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. All of mankind makes mistakes, and the best of those who make mistakes are those that repent and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we just need to remember that consciousness. And what about the person that never gets the opportunity to go for Hajj? Do they not have an opportunity to be conscious and mindful of Allah? Abadan. Abadan. In actual fact, the people that live right by the Kaaba, I believe there is a great test on them. A great test on them. Or even those that go every year, there is a great test on them. Because what happens if they take it for granted? And that maybe they're not so conscious of Allah, where they come from. And now because they're going to Makkah every year, they take it for granted and they're not even conscious of Allah by the Kaaba. What about those people? May Allah not make us of them. Ameen. Jamaatul Muslimin, my time is up. I leave you with some words that I wrote last year for the Hujjaj, which I think sums up what I'm speaking about. It's a little poem, and it goes like this. Assalamu alaikum, O guests of Allah. To you I say, fi amanillah. Remember all the smiles you brought. Remember all the lessons taught. Makkah is your home, my friend, an abode of peace until the end. Round and round the house you went, a spiritual flow from above was sent. As brothers and sisters solidly bound, glorifying the Creator in a single sound. Gathered we were from every part, like veins connected to a single heart. Rejuvenated, we now return, being conscious of Him, our highest concern. Expressing our love for every pure soul. For that we'll be gathered, that's the ultimate goal. The day of the call, where are those who have loved? Come and rest in my shade for my love that you've loved. For indeed for that love that you've loved one another, I love you, my servants, for you loved for no other. And now we return as a new baby born, purified of sin without any scorn. Waiting for the day when to him we shall go, for an accepted hajj we shall reap what we sow. So let us continue to sow of our gains, preparing our garden that forever remains. I love you, O Muslim, for the sake of Allah. I'll meet you in Jannah, inshaAllah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغراه طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظم جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قد نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء فلنولينك قبلة ترضاها فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام وحيثما كنتم فولوا وجوهكم شطرا صدق الله العظيم وإذا سفرنا إلى مكة المكرمة وإذا دخلنا الكعبة المشرفة إلى أين نتوجه؟ فإخوة الأفاضل لو تدبرنا هذه المسألة لوجدنا أن هذه الرحلة للتجديد تجديد إيماننا وللتجديد نيل التقوى لله عز وجل. فإن حصلنا على ذلك لوجدنا الغرض من كل عبادة كما أمرنا الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أعوذ بكم من هناك إلى هنا، وما أدراك ما هنا؟ هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بالتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافة الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام في حلب وحمص ومعارة النعمان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقيم الصلاة.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة،
قام الله دام ما دامت السماوات والأرض. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو، اعتدلوا، تراصوا، سد الخلل، سو صفوفكم، فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر، كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون، كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم، ثم لترونها عين اليقين، ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Malik Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. هلا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.